So you all, this is Maple Street. Here's the industrial park in Hollister. And I had some photos, lots of nice photos of her place. I think we showed those during the concept, but there, some of them in your packet.
Crystal, do you have anything to add from what was presented at concept?
Anything? No. Do you guys have any questions about what we do or the purpose of the bakery?
I don't think so. They did a good job last time reviewing that. Any specific questions for the applicant? Is there anyone in the audience that signed up to, that is opposed or wants to speak against the application? Anybody signed up to speak for the application? Okay. Nobody for or against? Are we ready for a motion or any further information needed?
I was going to add in the future, if the county ever does do the road, you know, if they get approved for a grant, that it would not affect the property.
Are you talking about the highway?
Yeah.
Okay. I purchased this property a week before that came out in the newspapers, which I was not told when we bought this property that there was a potential highway going through this property. Which I think that should have been disclosed before we bought it. It did not get approved, but future, this is our residence. We did buy this property for the sole intention of, we have an orchard started. We have multiple crops to feed the public started at this property. So, with that, I did attend the meeting. I did talk to the main gentleman that was doing this construction. I told him that I will even give him an acre to build that road, just not to go right through my home, which it currently was going right through the residence. I'm not going to put my dreams on hold for a potential road in the future. I'm going to continue doing this because this whole purpose of this bakery is to feed and clothe local kids, which I've been doing since 2017 with profits. So,
I just wanted to make that public. That, you
know, yeah, I'm well aware of, I would have never purchased this property. I was told that this property's been, drones have flown over this property since last year. The whole thing, I don't know. That might be a possibility. They had 10 potential properties and they just went down to one, which was going right through, actually through my living room. So, yes, I'm aware of the highway.
Any other comments or questions?
I just say she's got quite a few that have written us letters in favor of the project. So that's
people like pie.
There you go.
I will be very saddened if I ever do have a highway built in my property, but it's not gonna affect me now. I mean, we were really upset when we bought this. We literally found out about the highway 3 days after we signed the contract on our house. But we've put all of our savings into this bakery, into this business, and starting the orchard and starting all the crops. So hopefully it never happens, but that I'll just make millions with the bakery and then move somewhere else.
There you go. Would someone be interested in making a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve as written.
Okay, we have a motion to approve the application as written.
I would second that.
And Dave second the motion. Any further discussion?
Do I still need to get with you on the drainage part, or did you do anything since I met with you?
The whole property from the road, there's springs that are coming out underneath road. I have ordered truckloads of gravel to try to build that up and prevent that. But yeah, definitely, and that would be great if we could do that.
Okay, so we've got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you guys for your time and your help.
All the applicants tonight, whether your project's approved or denied, there'll be a letter generated or a decision of record generated by our office in the next couple of days, and a copy of it mailed out to you. So.
Okay, great. Thank you guys.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Next up, we have the application 19-12, proposed nightly rental at 114 Fieldstone. Dennis Osborne.
Dennis and Steve Osborne are seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 special use permit allowing nightly rental use in the existing single-family home located at 114 Fieldstone Drive, Hollister, Missouri. Heritage Properties LLC received a Planning Commission approval for the special use permit for nightly rental on November 20th, 2017. The Board of Adjustment denied an appeal to overturn the approval of the special use permit on June 20th, 2018, upholding the Planning Commission approval from November 20th, 2017. Per the assessor's information, the three-bedroom single-family home was built in 2006 and is located in the Villas of Fieldstone at Branson Creek Development Subdivision. Property is served by a community well for water and Branson Creek Development Treatment Plant for wastewater. Project received a total score of 15 on the Eastern Taney County Division 3 Relative Policy Score Sheet.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Have him bring up the site for you. So you weren't at Concept, so do you want to give a little overview of what?
Yeah, and my manager, Chris, is here also tonight. Yeah. And, yes, my son and I purchased this in October, you know, not knowing that we had to go through a process. We read through all the covenants of the subdivision and didn't really know anything until Scott called and filled us in. So wanted to go through this procedure and ask for nightly rental.
And Scott, this was previously, as you mentioned, a nightly rental, correct?
With yes, prior sir.
Okay. Do we have anybody that is wanting to speak on behalf of this application in favor that signed up to speak? Is there something?
Could I defer until after we've heard the arguments again?
Sure. Well, the applicant will be able to come up after, to come back up after that. So, so who do we have that's opposed that wants to speak? That signed up? Do you have a preferential order of who goes first, or do you want to start since you're up front?
I can start.
All right. If you want to go ahead and have a seat, then we'll.
Hi, I'm Sandra Strange, and as you guys are very well aware, I no longer live in Branson Creek, but I did for 11 years. And I want to relate to you our personal experience as to what happens to an individual who is forced to live in a community with nightly rentals. My husband and I purchased our villa in March 2007. At that time, we were moving out of a development that allowed nightly rentals, so nightly rentals was a huge, huge concern for us, as we did not want to get involved again in a community that was going to allow this. So this was a question we had addressed several times prior to signing the contract to purchase. And each time we asked, we were told by both the developer and the sales staff, absolutely not, no rentals. As you guys are very well aware, and I know history has shown we were lied to. Your home is supposed to be your castle, where you go to regroup from the outside world and to be able to regain tranquility and peace. And for a moment, I'd like for you to think about this definition. The actual definition of a castle is a private fortified residence. Our home was no longer a place of peace, was no longer private, and was no longer fortified once the nightly rentals came in. Here's what happened. Here's the reality. Our common wall neighbor put a smart sound system on the partition wall, and at all hours of the night would remotely turn it on from his home, which was several hundred miles away, so loudly that the wall would shake. We were no longer the monarch of our castle. There was no peace and tranquility, only tremendous frustrations. So we put the villa up for sale. Our realtor was an aggressive promoter who advertised it on multiple websites and showed it over 60 times. But once the potential buyer found out that there were nightly rentals in the neighborhood, they would back out. So it took us over a year, and we took a $25,000 loss. Nightly rentals have to be disclosed by the realtor to a potential buyer. That's the law. And many people don't want to get involved. Also, because of the saturation point of these rentals now to permanent residents, the banks are backing off making traditional loans. This has and will continue to hurt the resellability of homes in this community. You, as a board, have the power to make the decisions to make these property nightly rentals or not. Your decisions are impacting people's lives, and there are many, many repercussions from these decisions. Communities that are residential should not have nightly rentals in amongst them, as they don't blend. Vacationers don't have the same goals as permanent residents. Your code says that nightly rentals have a potential to be incompatible with the surrounding residential uses and could materially alter the neighborhood. This has been a discussion by this board many times, that these units are not compatible. This particular villa has a permanent residence as a common wall neighbor on one side and a shared driveway on the other. Both of these issues make this unit incompatible. Well, you may wonder, why does she care? She doesn't even live there any longer. But I care because for 11 years, these people were my neighbors and my friends, and many are still my friends. Your decisions about nightly rentals personally impacted my family, and we feel like we were forced to give up what we thought was our forever home. It needs to stop. This community is oversaturated. These people need to be allowed to take back their castles. Now, that's all I have to say, but I have an email from Susan Smith.
We have a copy.
And she wanted to just make sure you guys did, in fact, get it. So, okay, thank you.
Thank you. Next.
Good evening. My name's Ken Elkins. I'm a resident of Branson Creek. We don't live in the villas. We live in the single-family homes up on Greystone. preface, when she